Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Laura Davis and Dave Buchanan, who transformed their waste into a beautiful eco-home in southern Spain. They built their Earth Ship over the course of 7 years and have since been sharing their expertise and inspiring others. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks very much, Hannah. Lovely to be here.
Hello, hi. It's great to have you both with us. So I'm really interested in learning more about your journey. I understand you first moved to Spain in 2002 and started off in a little cortico. So at what point and why did you decide you wanted to start from scratch and build an eco home?
We kind of got to the point where we wanted to have a bit more land. So that we could have animals. We've got a donkey and sheep now, and it wasn't possible where we were. So I started looking online for maybe someone who could build us an eco-friendly home, or an architect maybe in the area that might be good. And I found Michael Reynolds and Earth Ships online, and we looked at the photographs. Sorry, that's my
cat. I can hear your cat. What's your cat called?
My cat's called Lang Lang, and she's 18 and a half and very deaf.
Oh.
And she just wants cuddles. Dave's cuddling her at the moment.
Oh,
so I do apologize.
No problem. Hello, Lang Lang.
She'll probably pipe up later again.
No problem.
So we saw them online, saw the photographs of, you know, these beautiful handmade eco-friendly homes, and we're just blown away by it. So I showed Dave, and Dave couldn't believe it either, and that we could actually build it ourselves, which we weren't really planning to do that. And then the rest, as they say, is history. We started looking for land. We bought the books, the set of books from Michael Reynolds. And I mean, it's unbelievable that you can build a house, you know, from a set of books. he does plans and everything now, but, you know, we just thought, wow, this is incredible, you know, and so accessible for, you know, for people.
So. Yeah. So explain, Dave, if you can, what is an Earthship then? Because I expect a lot of people, myself included, had not heard of Earthship. So what does that mean?
Well, Michael Reynolds coined the term Earthship as a ship on the land. So basically trying to live with the weather and the land as it is, rather than trying to fight against it, effectively catching the rain when it rains and catching the sun when it's sunny, and not trying to force everything against it. But basically an Earthship is a house that's actually, these walls are built out of tyres. A bit like rammed earth tyres, a bit like the Spanish cortijos, but using tyres as extra strength. And you fill them with the mud that you've dug out from the land itself. And basically the north, east and west walls are tyre walls. And to the south, there is a glass, effectively making a greenhouse out of your whole house. And in the winter, the sun shines in quite low and warms your house. The walls, which are thick of mud, create mass, which allows the temperature to be maintained winter and summer. And it's covered in wooden beams and planks with insulation. And we've used insulation from local Spanish cork forests. And we catch the water on the roof, which goes into tanks. And then we use that inside the house. So an Earthship, in summary, is a sort of self-built, sustainable home, trying to harvest everything from the land locally as much as you can, and living as sustainably as possible.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when you said in the winter, it's obviously really handy having that glass and you getting the sun through it and that heating the house. What about in the summer? Is it not really hot in the summer?
Well, it is hotter, but the sun in the summer is above us rather than to the south of us. So the heat doesn't come through the roof.
Oh.
It's super insulated. So most people don't know this, but because of the way the Earth spins around the sun. In the winter, the sun is low, which comes through the glass, and in the summer, it's above the roof, so it doesn't come in.
Okay.
So effectively, we're in shade in the summer and in full sun in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So you don't have to, you don't miss out not having any heating or any fans or any aircon or anything like that?
We don't have any aircon. We do sometimes in the summer put the fan on just to give a bit of wind through us, past us. Mm. But in the winter, the lowest that the house has ever got to is just above or just around 16 degrees C, but it had been minus 3 outside for 5 nights in a run.
Goodness.
So we did buy, when we first moved in, we did buy a gas heater, and mm-hmm. that was the time when it got down to 16, and we turned it on for about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, went to bed, and the next day the sun came out again, and we've never used it again.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. So I imagine you're spending a lot less money living this way, are you?
It doesn't stop you. Well, it stops you. You don't have to obviously pay for heating and air conditioning and things like that. So bills are lower. We're off grid anyway, so we generate our own electricity. but really, you could live in the Earthship, and you could have, you know, a really expensive lifestyle. So it's sort of, you know, it cuts down on your, you know, your utility bills.
Mm. And in terms of the water, you started to explain about the water that you collect off the roof. It's stored in tanks. And then explain how the water works in terms of for the shower and then washing the plants or watering the plants, all of that, because it's very clever.
Yeah, the water, yes. So basically, the water is caught on the roof of the house and other surfaces, like the paddock shed. Other sheds, and we store that in tanks, and then we use that water, the clean water, to shower and to wash the vegetables and food. That is now grey water, and that grey water goes into internal planters, which are full of vegetables and fruits, and the roots of those vegetables clean the water a little bit, and the water gets recycled into the planter. And then at the end of that, we can then use that water to go into the toilet. And then finally, from the toilet, that's now black water, which goes outside into our external
septic tank,
and then into water trees.
Wow.
Effectively, we're using water 3 to 4 times.
Yeah. That's so clever. And I understand yours is the first Earthship to be built in Europe.
Oh, no, that was a bit, that was in the article. It isn't actually. It's, I don't know. There is another one up in Valencia, and there's a couple in France, I believe. There's one in Fife in Scotland and another in Brighton in the UK. And I think there's another one being built in the south of the UK at the moment.
But we think we're the only ones who've got permission from the very beginning to the very end.
In Andalusia.
Yeah. To actually live in it rather than.
Okay.
Yeah. The one in Brighton and Fife are visitor centres and day centres. But they have actually now the people who are building one at the moment in the south of England, they have got permission to live in it. So I think the laws.
So is it quite a community then? Are you all in touch with each other?
We run the website for our site, and because of that, a lot of people have asked us questions, and then we link up to the other sites as well. So it's
there are actually quite a few now in the world. So we have been in touch with some, but yeah, there's three, I think, big communities in Taos, New Mexico. There's some in Australia, Japan. You know, they're really dotted all over the world now.
So, because it's based in America, and the American website, the Airship main one, they have a link to all the people who've ever built one.
So, so when you started this, what kind of response did you get from people? And when people see it now, when it's all finished, do people have a very different response?
When we had a mixed response when we first started, you know, some people were thinking, what on earth are you doing? But others were really, I mean, we've had about 200 to 300 volunteers come and work with us on the Earthship.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. And they've been absolutely brilliant. You know, we could never have finished it in, you know, not even in 7 years, you know, without them. They were excellent. So there's been a lot, really, you know, a lot of positive. And then now when people come in, especially if they're coming to visit us in the winter, they walk in and it's like, where's the fire? It's just so warm and cozy in here. And you know, there's no heating, no fire or anything. I mean, even when we first moved in, we used to walk in and think, oh, we've left the fire on. Forget it. So, and also people really like the feel of the place. I mean, we say it gives you a hug, really. It feels really gentle and,